This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, police are on the hunt for a gunman behind an early morning St. John petrol station robbery. The Bankers Association of Barbados respond to BSEN and the public on an opening hours query. Public transport operators call for duty-free concessions and greater involvement in sector decisions. Jamaica's transport minister is urging patience as the probe continues into the death of two men whose bodies were found in the wheel well at a JetBlue aircraft. And thousands flee wildfires in Los Angeles as forecasters warn the worst is yet to come. Good afternoon. I'm Barry Wilkinson. The details to the news just ahead. The police are on the hunt for a gunman that robbed a St. John petrol station in the early hours of Sunday morning. Starcom Network News understands that the aggravated burglary occurred at the Rubis petrol station at 4 Roads Rubis, St. John. Our information is that one masked gunman entered the automart as soon as the petrol station opened at 6 a.m. and demanded money. He stole a quantity of cash and left in the vehicle that had been waiting for him. Security camera footage of the incident has been making the rounds on social media. A person in the area told Starcom Network News today there has been several robberies in the area over the 3 years, and he believes that greater security should be stationed at the businesses nearby. We have disguised the voice at their request.
All these things we got planned. If he just sold the gases and got robbed, oh, you think so? But this thing is only coming like hot at you nearby. All the people in the station tell you this nearby. Nobody gonna do the foolish test. Greater security won't put in boat here. Post office, you go to gas station, you go to supermarket. We take losses.
That's the disguised voice of a resident in the area. The Bankers Association of Barbados has swiftly responded to the Barbados Consumers Empowerment Network president, Maureen Holder, on the reason for banks across Barbados and their decision to close at 2 p.m., essentially an hour earlier. President of the association, Shimon McIntosh, pointed out that this has been an ongoing process since COVID-19, and therefore it is nothing new. His response came as Holder spoke on Brass Tacks today on 92.9 FM after moderator Jamal Slocum expressed this and other concerns about banking in Barbados.
Many people who have to rely on in-banking services face-to-face transact. And within that broad spectrum, you have vulnerable groups in there. The elderly, persons with physical disabilities, because, you know, people who have disabilities can be assisted in going to the bank. And the our elderly, based on observation that many of them prefer a face-to-face interaction. For them, it's to have somebody to talk to. For them, it's to seek clarity on the issue or question that they have. And many of them sometimes take the opportunity to get out of the house, you know, for various other reasons.
Maureen Holder. For clarity, McIntosh gave their side of the matter.
We are seeing an uplift in clients using those channels. And so therefore, you know, to have extended hours, you don't need to have the same hours that you would have had, let's say, 5 years ago. Because, you know, the world is changing. And you're seeing the shift towards digital. And digital is allowing people to bank from the comfort of their laptop and their mobile and presenting other options, as I mentioned the channels before as well.
BSEN have alleged that the workforce, or the majority of the workforce, still need to get inside the bank, and closing at 2 will slow down that workforce being able to maneuver into your banks. Does your statistical information or does your survey analysis show that those people will be affected by early closures around all banks in Barbados?
You still have 8 to 2 or 8 to 3 for the banking hours. Across the different banks, that's still 6 to 7 hours to actually visit a branch if you need to go into a branch. And then I forgot to mention the call centers that most banks have as well, that if you had a query, that you can also utilize that avenue as well.
McIntosh also spoke about new initiatives which have proven to be highly utilized, more so than standing in line.
You can open accounts online, right? If it's a retail account, business accounts aren't there yet, but some banks facilitate online opening of accounts. So that's why I continue to harp on. There are so much more enablers that we have versus 5 or 6 years ago, that you don't need to necessarily transact in only one way, go into a branch physically. There are some things you need to go to a branch to do, yes, but there are many things that you can do using online platform, mobile app, ATM, and night deposit.
President of the Bankers Association of Barbados, Shimon McIntosh. Officials at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital are reporting significant progress in reducing the backlog of patients at the Accident and Emergency Department by the end of 2024. Speaking with journalists on the sidelines of the Chinese Medical Professionals Exhibition on Medical Procedures this morning, Director of Medical Services Anthony Harris said they were pleased with the results in December, although they're now faced with a surge in respiratory cases.
December interval, we were very happy. We had numbers down significantly. There was no real crowding in the A&E. Yesterday, today though, increased number of respiratory infections, and that's why I'm on my way down there to see how we can move those along.
Director of Medical Services, Anthony Harris at the QEH in the lunchtime edition. Government to begin discussions on duty-free concessions for its members this year. Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael, said many public service vehicle owners are unable to upgrade their aging fleet due to financial constraints and the lack of duty-free concessions.
Going forward this year, we would like to encourage the government to consider and to have an open discussion with us as we relate to duty-free concession for our members, because I would say 60% of our members who own vehicles are over the age of 5 years. I mean, the oldest we can see right now is up to 34 years on all roads. And this is due to the fact that a lot of persons who would like to change over their vehicles to a newer vehicle cannot do so because they're not duty-free available. So we want to start discussions with the relevant ministries earlier this year to start discussions on duty-free.
Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael. And finally, Jamaica's Transport Minister Darrell Vaz is urging patience as the probe continues in response to the deaths of two men whose bodies were found in the wheel well of a JetBlue aircraft. The airplane had made several stops, including Jamaica, before the bodies were discovered during a routine inspection at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Our top stories. Police are on the hunt for a gunman behind an early morning St. John petrol station robbery. The Bankers Association respond to BSED and the public on an opening hours query on brass tacks. Public transport operators call for duty-free concessions and greater involvement in sector decisions. And Jamaica's transport minister is urging patience as a probe continues into the deaths of two men whose bodies were found in the wheel well of a JetBlue aircraft. This has been your edition of the latest on Starcom Network, produced by Tanisha Rockyall. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.